The main issues that we have are concerning the women with children who entered the United States over the last several years. These are called adult with child cases, but they're typically mothers with their children. These are cases in which people typically have fled from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras due to gang threats. So in some cases, they're women who've been raped by gang members. In other cases, they're women who fled with their children because the children were being targeted by the gangs. Marisol Vatrucha in El Salvador is a gang that has almost 40,000 members, and the warfare between that gang and other gangs in the country have resulted in almost 10,000 deaths per year in El Salvador. So it's an extremely dangerous gang. In fact, the number of people being killed by Marisol Vatrucha is almost equivalent to what were killed on a yearly basis during the Civil War in El Salvador. It's an extremely dangerous gang. During the Obama administration, the mothers who came up suffered greatly. They were held in conditions that federal judge in Los Angeles, Judge G, said were inhumane. However, at least the letter of the law was being followed. The women were allowed to apply for asylum with their children. The fear that we're having now is that the Attorney General has said that he's looking at prosecuting the women if they brought their children with them as people who helped an illegal alien enter the United States. In other words, the laws that were really drafted in order to punish alien smugglers, coyotes, he's talking about using against the parents who brought their children with them into the U.S. So that's become a major concern for us. The concern that we have is really with the women who've come in as asylum seekers, that they may in fact be prosecuted. We also have concerns because the ICE has shown up not on Long Island so far, but they've shown up in Queens, and they've shown up in other states at family court hearings to arrest women. So in other words, the woman has some type of a family court case, typically seeking an order of protection. ICE has received notice of it, and ICE has come in to arrest an undocumented woman. Now, that's frightening to us because the family courts on Long Island, a good quarter of the people who are in them are immigrant women, seeking some kind of protection, seeking some type of custody arrangement. And so they're extremely important to the protection of families on Long Island. These are a tiny number of cases in which these arrests have taken place. So they don't represent any significant gain for ICE. What they're doing is they're arresting a very tiny number of people, but they're helping to dissuade immigrant women from using the family courts as a way to protect themselves. Well, that's something that I get very concerned about, because we would like to think everybody's family is healthy and happy, but sometimes there's an abusive situation. It's very important for the woman to be able to come to family court to get protection against a former husband, former partner, etc. In some cases, it's believed that ICE was tipped off by the abuser. In other words, the abuser says, I know my ex-wife has an order of deportation and she's going to be in family court at the following date and time. And so we get very worried about that. And we're pressuring the New York State courts to take a stand against this. The California courts have already done it. We're only 3 months into the Trump administration, so these things do take time. State courts don't like to tell the federal government what to do, but we've said that to protect the integrity of the state courts, we really need the state courts to issue a strong statement against this. The courts have said to us that so far they haven't seen a large drop-off in immigrant women using the courts, but we think it's only a matter of time. Once there are a large number of arrests around the country, these things get around right away, then we think people will be frightened away from the courts.